extra long pre-show. Well, no. It's 20. I got 20 minutes. Okay. I know what I'm doing. Anyway, welcome to our pre-show. And this is Monday. And what am I doing on Monday? Tonight, I go to an acting class. It's not really an acting class. It's an audition class. How to audition. That's a whole other thing, man. It's, you know, you can be an actor, but in order to get the job, you got to audition. And that's in and of itself a discipline apart from acting. So this is an audition class, and I've learned a lot, man. I tell you, how to lie, cheat, steal. No, I'm kidding. So it's all good there. Went to this Italian place on Saturday night that in Westlake Village that was just great. Casa, God damn it, what's the name of this place? Casa Nostro, I want to say. And these cats are like, how can you not be hungry for Italian food when the maitre d' is, and what do we have for you? You know, every cat in there was Italian. All the waiters were Italians. And they've got one in West LA, I think, and they said they had one in Palos Verdes. I'm not sure. But it was terrific. And we had a bottle of wine, some California wine, and I had a couple of tequilas. So I think what happened to me was, I don't really, wine's not my thing, you know, but, you know, on occasion, especially if you're having a little bit of Italiana. And what I had for my meal was a cioppino, but it was much different. There wasn't a lot of sauce. It had polenta, it had mussels, that kind of seafood, you know. It was great. And Maria had ossobuco, which is pork. I don't eat that. I don't eat my brother pig, but, you know, she's still sort of struggling with that. I'm kidding around. I don't. Place was packed. It's in Westlake Village. It's off of Townsgate. If you're ever out, if you're in the area, really good, man. And it's funny because it's in a business park. So, you know, those business park places, they've just one cement office after the next, right? It's all tilt-up walls and has the large storage bays and the large garages and all that shit. And the huge parking lots, you know. It's usually a home for places like, you know, U-Haul or storage places, you know. Right in the middle of all of that shit is this gorgeous, and they really went all out, man. They've got a patio, beautiful patio. The dining room's beautiful. There's a bar, little, you know, torch out on the patio in the front. Was great. Hadn't been there before. In my Oldsmobile. So that's what we're gonna do. And let me just find first thing I want to do is I've also got on just sort of sideways glancing at the NFL classics. And it's already automatically a classic, which is the game we just saw. Super Bowl 51. NFL Classic. Well, fuck. Why don't we just show you the one we just were watching? Really? That sounds good to me. You think of a better one? No. Let me see if I can find this thing. I don't even remember now. It's going to be really interesting. If I can find this, because I don't even remember the story, but I know that it was a kind of a flash I had. let's see. We'll go over to news. It's an NFL player that was... And I don't know why it seemed funny to me, because I usually don't find any of that shit funny. You know, when some dude's on the skids, it's like, goddamn, even though... You may be thinking, what a loser. You still kind of feel bad for the guy. After fifth Super Bowl title, Patriots reportedly filed to trademark Blitz for Six. That's kind of lame. Blitz for Six? Doesn't even rhyme, man. Oh, well. How Kellyanne Conway's in hot water over the Ivanka brand promotion. That's done, man. That's finished. Or is it? There's all this bullshit about how there's, God, this goddamn guy is still pushing this voter fraud shit. Christ almighty, give it a fucking rest. Either show some fucking proof, and if there's proof, then hold another election. Fuck, I'd love that. Trump reviews top White House staff after tumultuous start. O'Brien may seek death penalty on Ohio student slaying. Who's O'Brien? Oh, he's the prosecutor. Republicans aiming to kill health law also work to shore it up. Franken says he would have told Trump was racist. A KKK leader suddenly disappeared, his body found by a river a few days later. Swiss must draw up Plan B on corporate taxes. Sears, Kmart join other retailers in dropping Trump print branded items. Toshiba's nuclear reactor. Wow. Which one was this? Yeah, I know the Grammys are happening. I'm not into it. I'm just not into it. Kevin Durant eats at a restaurant after request to rent it out denied. Red Wings' Gustav is hearing with NHL for high-sticking incident. Shoot, what's next for Texans might be able to get Jimmy Garoppolo for a second-round pick. Leicester City need to fire Claudio Ranieri for their sake and his. It's true. It's true. He's NASA picks three potential drill sites from. I am trying to get 12 things Twitter thinks. This Grammy stuff looks like CeeLo. Oh, CeeLo Green. Man sues Uber over an iPhone app bug that revealed his affair. That's pretty interesting. That's very interesting. Not. Maybe. I don't know. But I got an idea. Jesus. I don't know how that would work, though. The rehash. Tech gossip. This guy said, we're a country of settlers, not immigrants. What the fuck is the difference? What the fuck is the difference? You could say that a settler is one who sort of discovers a land. I think in this day and age of, you know, our awareness of how societies sort of consume other societies, and which is exactly what has happened since the beginning of time. It was no different when the Europeans came here and the Native Americans were sort of overwhelmed. I mean, they had a weaker society. And so I'm not going to argue that. I'll just say, you know, these guys arrived is what I'm going for, you know. And we say, well, they settled the land. So that when the immigrants came here, they had a house to live in. Is that what you're talking about? Say that this is a country of settlers only tells part of the story. Because so many of these people want to have a nice, compact tale to tell about America. It's a land of immigrants. All right? Yeah, I believe it is. A land of settlers. I believe it is. But the settlers, and we're talking going all the way back to the 16th century, were several generations of people that eventually sort of ended. The settling ended and the immigration began. And if you want to say we're a nation of settlers, you have to go back to colonial times, because America, you know, only existed from the 18th century forward, the late 18th century forward. So everything before that was really the settling. And these were British, Spanish, French, a lot of different people. And yes, there were Africans and Jews from Spain. You know, you always have to kind of remind people, because they're always coming up with some narrative. They're always looking for some narrative to make this whole fucking thing here European, really, you know. And the dumbest motherfuckers. I saw a guy today on TV, Jesus Christ. And he was a Klansman. He was a guy in his 20s. Stupid, Christ almighty, stupid. It's sad as fuck, because this is a guy that if he got some education, if he'd open his fucking mind up a little bit, get some education, he could go places in this world. But instead he wants to sit there and say, well, that's the land of the white man. No, the reason why you think it's been the land of the white man is because that's the only information that you've been getting. It's white. And all of the colored people and all of the non-European people and all of the people that don't support the land of the white man narrative, they're all kind of shoved into the background. Their stories are not told. Their medals are not given. What are we hearing now? We're hearing, the guy was awarded his Bronze Star, his Silver Star, his Congressional Medal of Honor for World War II. Well, why wasn't he given it at the time? Well, he was black. And now we're recognizing him. Isn't that great? So now all of this history is coming out. I think that's such a crime to bury history. That's a crime. That's as bad in many ways as murder, in my opinion. When you take history and you flush it on purpose, you ought to be fucking strung up. Because what you're doing is you're taking an entire chapter, maybe hundreds of years, of a people's story and destroying it, destroying the historical record, because it doesn't support what you want to say, and you want to say, it's all fucking white people, you know? I think you ought to be, not you, but, you know, I think whoever does that should be fucking put in a fucking cage, because that's how bad that is, you know? So this guy today, I'm watching on TV, as the land of the white man always has been, ain't going to be that way for long. I mean, this guy is parroting what I've been hearing my whole motherfucking life, and you have too. It's as boring as hell, as stale as hell, and as wrong as fucking hell. But that's exactly what's happening right now. And it's a minority of people. It's not the majority. It's a fucking minority of people who are hanging on to that white man rules the roost attitude. So you see it in the polls, you see it in the streets, and you know, some people are hanging on to the fairy tale. Anyway, oh, fuck. God. Who's this, man? Oh, never mind. Who's that chick? What show's she on? I recognize her. I dated her. No, I'm just kidding. Obviously. In your Oldsmobile. All right, man. Jesus fucking Christ. Well, you know what, man? I don't know what that bit was. I don't remember it now. God damn it. What the fuck was that story? All right. Yeah, I am. At least I don't know why, man. Let me see. Fuck. Blitz for six. You know, that's just got Chris Norton written all over it.
As you know, the New England Patriots have filed for Blitz for six. And Blitz for six. And that was mine. You know, I had already trademarked Sis Bliss, Bliss and Sis. You know, Sis and my sister and the Sis Dwarfs. No, what we were going to do is a Cinderella and the Sis Dwarfs. Not Seven Dwarfs, but Sis Dwarfs, you know, Mr. Henry, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, fuck, you know. Gonna get all pissed off with me and shit. Well, I mean, the only thing about it that's a little bit disconcerting is that it was, they're talking about Bliss for Sis, and that was, Bliss for Sis was the New England Patriots was gonna do a Bliss for Sis, you know? We had already come up with the idea. Well, we had already come up with the idea for our Norton's Blows that Bliss for Sis was gonna be, but I didn't know that they're gonna do Bliss for Sis. And, our movie, which is about a brother who, you know, plans a bachelorette party for his sister, and it's called Bliss for Sis. Okay.
What is it called?
Bliss for Sis.
Bliss? It's called Bliss for Sis.
No, yeah.
Oh, wait. Bliss for Sis or Bliss?
Oh, yeah. It's about
three couples that go to Mexico.
About three couples that go to Mexico and have sex, and it's about a swinging thing. It's called Bliss for Sis. And now, this is Bliss for Sis. See?
Yeah. You know, Chris,
No, man.
Okay. Big wow. And then, Jesus, this motherfucking pisses me off. God damn it. Goddamn television is losing its picture. It's like, you know, I don't know whether it lost the high definition, and maybe I fucked something up in the settings. No, I didn't. Well, let me look and see. What about the display? Receiver? No. Video. Native off. Set video preferences. Native auto changes resolution to match each program. Screen format bar. Screen format and bar color. It says pillar box. Oops, sorry. Oh, shit. Oh, you motherfucker. Get out of here. Exit. Original format, pillar box, stretch. There. It went back to the way it was. How did that get the pillar box, I wonder? Native auto changes resolution. Auto changes resolution to match each program. Screen format. And bar color manage programs that don't fit. All right. All right, man. I think I've done it. I think I've done good here. Yeah, it's back. It's back to where it was. Shit. Let's see here. Dean Wheeler. And then, okay, 29 minutes. Oh, wow, look at that. It just went to 30. It just went to 30 now. Chris Norton, Dean Wheeler, and I guess Jeff Nor. Jeff, I don't know. I don't know that. I don't know that story. Pull your socks up. Athletes. Athlete dies. Team athlete dies from flu. Here's a kid that dies after playing hockey. Former Georgia football player dies. Shock as high school athlete dies from cardiac arrest, age 17. Wow. Just put into a search engine, athlete dies. You're going to find insane stories, and they all involve kids. Young athlete from New Jersey dies in fall at Penn State fraternity house. Here's a young a girl, 17, cardiac arrest. 17, man. It's just what I was looking for. I don't fucking know, man. I don't know what it was he was doing. I'm totally in the dark. I cannot remember for love or fucking money. And I gotta get the show going here. All right, man. In my Oldsmobile. Okay. Apologize, bitch. Apologize. Just shit that I hear. It's like, remember Kat Stacks? Except I saw a video or something where she's at a party or something, and these guys are acting very ungentlemanly to her. And I guess she said something that insulted one of them. He goes, apologize, bitch. I don't know, man. Speaking of apologize. Right on, man. I like it. Okay, here we go. Ready? You are? You're not? You are? You is? Okay, here we go. Hello. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.